Don't hit snooze anymore.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Definitely love to hear how you feel about social media and how it's impacting friendships. I kind of feel like it's messing up friendships a little bit. My observation in one of my friendships is that he only like reacts when I get active on social media. I deleted my Facebook and I stopped hearing. Not just him. There's certain people I just don't hear from anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm just like, yeah. Aren't we friends? Like, are we friends outside of Facebook?
Well, people get busy with their lives, that's for sure. And so sometimes if you don't have access that way, they get used to that kind of access.
And that's what I'm
saying.
But
then they kind of give it away. But I have to, I was thinking about what you said about your friend.
Yeah.
Because I do have wonderful friends, but there are certain friends that see something that I've done and they go, oh, you had Will Arnett on, or oh, you know, and I haven't heard from them for a while.
And that's,
and that's what you're saying.
That's kind of what I'm saying. I was like, yeah. I don't really want to talk about that. Like, yeah. I'd rather call you and talk about you or life and not my posts.
Yeah.
So I feel like social media is, I don't know, maybe it's changing friendships a bit.
Yeah.
But is it for the better or for the worse?
It's funny, you know, too. I have a friend that posts a lot.
Yeah.
And I ran into her a couple months ago and I said, how are you? And she goes, well, it was here, because you probably followed my posts. I said, no, I'm asking how you are.
Right.
How are you?
Yeah, tell me.
Post, yeah. So we got a couple of comments like, does it hurt or help? And one person says, hurts. I think with social media, there's a bit of tendency to have more superficial relationship and not have heart connections, or if that's what they mean. Good connections, heart connections.
Right.
What else do we have? Politics should be banned from politics. Lost friends over posts.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big
one. That happens. Have you found that with you?
I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen someone post something really controversial, not just about politics, but about just any sort of controversial issue, hot button topic, and the comment section pops off.
And it becomes like a big argument.
And you're watching people say things that they would never say to each other in person. And you're just thinking, this is going to have an impact.
You know, something else has happened to you in the past. Now I'm really thinking about
this.
Can you believe, let's just say it's you. Can you believe what Caitlin has posted? And I like Caitlin a lot.
Yeah.
And then people are critical of the post, another friend within the circle.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I'm out of here. Like, I can't deal with that.
Because some
some
people, I think what happens is you know them one way in real life and you connect with them so well when you see them. But there's an inauthenticity on social media. And if somebody posts a lot, and think of how often you look at your phone. If you're always just staring at a post from somebody and it's the same cringy workout post or look at me this, you get sick of it and it irritates you and it can impact your perspective on that person.
I want to ask you guys a very personal question.
Sure, go ahead.
How many dashes should be on your Insta story? I'm only good for three. If you post three, I can make it maybe to 2.5. But if you've got all those dashes,
she's referring to the amount of, you're talking about the amount of stories that you upload, and then it gives a little dash to show how many are, like, have elapsed. Yeah, I think after they go to like...
good for three, Jamar.
A couple centimeters, then you're overdoing it. At 8:15, we're going to have some tickets for you to see a really cool show with Steve Martin and Martin Short.
That's right. And you know, it's going to be fun. It's a game that you're bringing to us.
Yeah.
From your other radio station.
Yeah. All I require for you to play this game at 8:15 is that you are somewhat entertaining. That's
okay,
all you have to be. If you're somewhat entertaining, you can play this game and you can actually win some cool tickets.
Well, because Steve Martin and Martin Short are so entertaining, Meredith Shaw had a chance to talk with him yesterday, and here's how that went.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Marilyn.
Hey, it's Meredith, actually. Marilyn Dennis is perhaps who you know from this station.
He was just bragging how well he knew you.
Joining me on the phone today, not one, but two legendary comedy superstars. I've got Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Oh, I wondered who you were referring to, and it turned out to be us.
Thank you.
I thought you were complimenting me twice.
Now, you've been friends for 35 years.
The
chemistry, you know, we've just heard. And so I'm wondering, when you first met, was that all just present from day one, or has this developed over time?
I would say yes. But I have, you know, Marty's an outgoing, friendly person. I have a learning curve about people to sort of warm up to them. But I would say it was the shortest with Marty Short because, you know, comedians can have a rapport based on jokes alone and, you know, get it to the warm stuff in 2 or 3 years later.
And Martin Short?
And laughter is a warm thing anyway.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make people laugh, they like you.
Hey, Marty, There's your book. Laughter is a warm thing. Wow. Wow. I can see it selling millions.
Where's my quill?
And Martin Short, you are a treasured, celebrated Canadian. So I'm wondering, Steve, how does Martin's Canadian-ness come out?
When I think of Canadian humor, although it has a very broad range, it seems to be a type, but I cannot define it. You have Marty, you have John Candy, and you have Jim Carrey, and Rick Moran. Who else am I? And Eugene Levy.
Catherine
O'Hara. It's a mystery genre, but I assume if somebody really sat and thought about it, which I'm not going to do, they could come up with something.
Clearly
that
you
have all of them.
Do you have any kind of edit button?
I now can share with people that Toronto loves you so much at the Sony Center. You have one date, but a second show has just been added.
Yes.
Fantastic.
It was because the first show was selling so badly. We thought, well, maybe a different night.
Yeah, maybe it's a date thing. Maybe it's a calendar conflict.
Yeah, maybe it's a day.
Yeah, maybe a morning show, 8 a.m.
Hey, Martin Short, I know that you thought I was Marilyn Dennis, maybe hoping I was, and I know you know Marilyn well. Do you have a message for her at all?
I do. I love Marilyn. I've known her for 35 years.
Yeah.
As well. Maybe longer.
Oh, so she's your oldest friend.
Yes. And she does something that I've always wanted you to try.
What?
Listens.
Maybe we'll see her. Maybe Marty can see her when the show comes to Toronto instead of spending time with his old friend Steve.
All right.
I love Martin Short so much. 35 years, no, not quite, but almost. And they did add a second show for the 13th of April. That's great, at the Sony Center. And we've got tickets to see the two, Steve Martin and Martin Short, live in Toronto.
Who knew? Marilyn Dennis was one of the three amigos. We are the three.
Yeah. Oh.
Amigos. I love that movie. Hey, thanks for hanging out. At 8:15, you can get those tickets. We have a great game for you. If you're entertaining, you're going to love this one. It's 7:56 right now. All right, let's play our game. It's called
Wheel of Impersonation.
We have tickets for two of the most entertaining people in show business, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Craig, welcome to the game.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Okay. Great. All right. This is the Wheel of Impersonations. We've got a wheel, quote unquote wheel, in the studio. We're going to spin that wheel, and when it lands on an impersonation. You, Craig, will have to do the impersonation dead on to get your tickets.
So, wow.
So everyone.
Do you do this in public at all? Do you do impersonations at all?
I do it at home until I'm told to stop. I usually think about one.
Who tells you to stop doing that?
My fiance.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, all right, you might want to stop, okay. So you guys can upgrade to husband and wife. You know what I mean?
She already said yes.
All right.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, she still has time to pull out. She can revoke the contract. All right, performer Craig, we're going to spin that wheel. Let's see what it lands on. Spin that wheel, please. And the first impersonation, Craig, is you are Donald Trump singing Drake's Hotline Bling.
Oh, it's... Can you give me a line for
that? Yeah. Dreaming on my cell phone. Oh, I'm on the hotline bling.
I'm dreaming on my cell phone.
Maybe when you need I know when that hotline bling.
Go for it.
Which one?
All right, Craig, let's spin that wheel again. He nailed the first one.
All right. What's the next one?
All right. Check this out. You are now, you are Sesame Street character Elmo placing an order at the Tim Hortons drive-thru.
Hello. Could I get a large double-double? And what Timbits do you have today?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Can you speak up, Mr. Elmo?
Large double-double, dark duck roast, and 50 chocolate Timbits, please.
All right.
Wow.
Spin that wheel, please. Careful, Elmo, it's hot. All right, you are now Winnie the Pooh.
Aww.
Giving directions to Pearson Airport via the Eaton Center.
If you'd want to go to Pierce Air, well, first thing you want to do is get a nice pot of honey. And, you know, I know you want your flight, but you can't do a flight with a rumbly tumbly. Some honey first.
Oh, what a nice young
credit for character. Credit for character.
All right, last one. Let's spin that wheel and get him sorted out. Craig, you're doing great. Oh, wow. It looks like it's
going to
be this is a tough one.
Okay.
Craig, you are Roseanne Barr singing our national anthem, O Canada.
O Canada, my home and well, your home, not mine. And native land. True patriot, but not real patriot. Love.
Yeah, all right.
I want to know where you are that you're doing all these impressions. Where are you right now?
Hiding in my car outside.
Yeah, tell me about it. Someone rip up her paperwork. Hey, let's give Craig a round of applause.
Yeah. Wow, that's our first time out on Wheel of Impressions, and you were so impressive. You've won those tickets. Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Saturday, the 13th of April, Sony Center. Tickets on sale February 11th at 11 a.m. But, Craig, don't buy them. You just won them from Chill.
Oh, amazing.
Fantastic.
All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank
we really
you.
Have right. a great day. Say hello to your fiancé.
Thank you so much.
And tell her she got a real winner in you. Did you hear about the new theme park that they said their Tyra Banks is trying to open? It's like a model theme theme park. Well, Seth Meyers has had something to say about it.
Supermodel Tyra Banks has announced she will be opening a beauty-focused theme park later this year called Model Land. And Leonardo DiCaprio has already been on all the rides.
That's crazy, but it's true. Modeling is really happening.
He knows what he's doing.
It's like a wasn't it like a novel that she wrote not too long ago, and it's really a weird thing. But I can't imagine what the runway looks like. I don't know. She wants everybody to think that they are everybody can be a model because she was so dissed as a young model, people cutting her down and not being kind to her. She wants everyone to feel beautiful. So I think that's pretty cool.
Interesting. What's that going to be like? Like,
I don't know.
Everyone lines up, and then when they let you into the ride, you kind of walk the red carpet, and then women with bad hair try to scare you off the carpet.
Yeah.
But you have to strut your stuff on the catwalk.
I think this is going to be a kinder runway.
Oh, I'm thinking of a horror story.
Yeah, yeah. You have the horror story.
What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green? Let me know.
The hashtag have a nice day is trending. That's have an ice day, not nice day.
Have an ice day.
Because it won't be a nice day outside at all. Freezing rain and ice pellets will be affecting the GTA this morning, persisting for much of the day before changing to freezing drizzle, which also doesn't sound great. Highest risk for freezing rain is between 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., then a slight break, back on between 5 and 7. Look, just in time for the commute home. Yay.
Wow. Marilyn Dennis just walked back in. You were outside playing in the ice?
Like shuffling in the slush to get to the car to lift the windshield wiper, wipers, because I didn't want them
to freeze.
Ooh,
I might want to do the same.
I think you might want to do the same. But the windshield itself is just thick with ice already.
Yeah, it's going to be another warm-up tomorrow, so at least this won't last. The forecasted high is 5 degrees. Another big trending news story in Toronto is sports-related. Word broke yesterday, very exciting for Leafs fans, that our star centerman Austin Matthews has signed a 5-year, $58.17 million contract extension. He was going to be a free agent as of July 1st, but not anymore. Now on July 1st, he's probably going to be renting a villa in France for all of his friends, probably celebrating by spending a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Canada.
Yep. So now the big question is, what will happen with Mitch Marner? His agent is saying the Leafs are trying to lowball him. He's still unsigned. Very important part of the team. So that's kind of the next player to watch. And one last story that's trending, big trending celebrity news today. Jennifer Lawrence has broken hearts of men everywhere, my husband included, by announcing that she is engaged. She's going to be married to 33-year-old, that's it, art gallery owner from New York City named Cook Maroney. And they've been publicly dating since June, but word is that they were actually dating a little bit before that. Mm-hmm. They were introduced through one of her very closest friends. And yeah, good for her. She's just dating one of us regular folk.
I wonder what her closest friends recommended him. But here's the thing, Red Sparrow, right? Mm-hmm. I say to my husband, he's on a flight from Seattle to Toronto. I watched that movie with Jennifer Lawrence. What movie, honey? Red Sparrow. Mm, how was the movie? So I saw Jennifer Lope. Jennifer Lawrence. And he went, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And like you said, you always had to cover your...
Oh yeah, I watched it on flight.
The voluptuousness.
Yeah, I had to cover the parts of.
Do you guys find like it's really embarrassing to watch a sexy scene on an airplane?
Duh.
Yeah, it is. It's thank you, Tom. It is kind of awkward. I always feel weird if a sex scene comes on when I'm on a flight. I feel very uncomfortable.
I was watching this documentary about a guy that wasn't a John, but helped guys meet other guys in old school Hollywood.
Huh? Oh.
And there was some nakedity in this movie. And people were probably, what is she watching? What channel is that?
Yeah. Is that Marilyn Dennis watching X-rated things?
It was a documentary, okay? Full service, Scotty Bowers. That's the documentary.
Thank you, Caitlin.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
In the morning.
Chum 104.5.
And we bring you your first chance to play Chum Birthday Jackpot every morning at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And we played this morning.
Had a good time.
This is what it sounded like.
So nervous right now.
You know that you've already won $500 from
Hello?
Chum.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You can't lose when you have a birthday. You can't lose
no
when you text.
But, it's snowing. I'm on my way to work right now. This is crazy.
Okay. So, but that's not all, right, Jamar?
Not at all.
What?
You can win $5,000 right now if we land on your birth date, which is the 13th. Marilyn's going to spin that date wheel. Say, spin it, Marilyn.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Come on, get it. Lucky number 13.
Big money.
Big money.
I love that.
I do.
No whammy.
Come on.
Here it comes. Okay. It's stopping. It's slowing down. We're at the end of...
13.
High numbers. Oh my goodness, Melissa. 13!
You won $5,000!
Wow!
I cannot believe that just happened. Wow!
Are you serious?
Melissa, $5,000!
Oh my God, I just pulled over. I gotta put my four ways on.
Yeah, get off the road. Marilyn, we're using your hand for everything from now on.
Yes.
You're going to do my taxes. You're going to buy some scratch-off for me. Your hand is super lucky.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for listening to Chum. And what are you going to spend that money on, if I may ask?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to Punta Cana for my mom's wedding in June. And I'm taking my kids on their first vacation. So that'll go a very far way.
Yay!
All right. Well, listen. God bless in your family and your vacation.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Oh,
good
my God.
Stuff. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Melissa from Hamilton on her way to work this morning.
That's what happened this morning.
Happy birthday.
You could play weekdays 7 a.m. with us, 11 and 4. 7, 11, and 4. Just for having a birthday, you get some cash.
I don't want to brag, but the morning show has been very successful, not only once, but twice this week.
Hey.
Cynthia, then Melissa. Hello.
You have the hot hand.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.